Morning. Are you glad to be in God's house this morning? Are you glad to be in God's house this morning? Amen. Now we're awake. You know, have you ever sometimes thought it would be better for you if you were more like your dog? I just felt like that there's some traits that are in my dog and my horse that I could learn something from. One of them is that, you know, no matter if I talk rough to him or if I holler at him because he's doing something wrong, the very next time I see him, he's quick to run up and lick my hand and like nothing ever happened. Do you ever notice it? How loving and forgiving dogs are. Same thing with my horse. If I get in his mouth a little too rough, if I spur him by accident, I was roping the other day and my stirrups was too short. Somebody used my saddle, and I'm not going to mention any of her names, but her initials is Jackie. But anyway, my stirrups didn't get put back to where they go. So when my horse went to stop, I tried to put my legs forward, but there wasn't anything there. So I had to just kind of clamp on like this, and when I did, he started getting bronchy. And Jamie Botterford said, man, for a horse that's 21 years old, he sure can buck. And he bucked about four times, and then I let loose of him, and I said, man, I'm sorry. And I knew it was my fault, and I said, I apologize. Horse named Jack, and I'm sorry, Jack, that's my fault. I shouldn't have done it. I should have checked it before I came out. But the very next run, he was perfect because I stayed out of his side. But they're so forgiving, aren't they? Especially your horse and your dogs. Did you know, but we as humans, we hang on to a lot of stuff, don't we? We hang on to a lot of crappeth. Let me do King James Version. Crappeth. We hang on to a lot of stuff in our lives. You know, we remember the slightest comment or the slightest disgusted look that we get from a friend or an acquaintance. And we can't seem to forget it. It's something that just stays with us, and we never let go of it. You know, maybe y'all don't have this problem, but, man, I tell you, the Lord has been dealing with me, telling me that I need to change a few things in my life. And I think because usually there's somebody else out there that has that problem of not wanting to let go of stuff. You know, it could be someone in your family. It could be someone at work. It could be a friend or someone who used to be a friend. But it doesn't really matter. You probably think to yourself, I've really got a good reason for treating that person that way and not forgiving them. You know, maybe you say to yourself, you know, they don't deserve my forgiveness. They don't deserve it because they've been this type or that type of person. You just don't know. If you were in my shoes, you would know what I'm talking about because you don't know what they did or said to me. You know, forgiveness or the lack of giving it, sometimes it hurts so bad to think about it. You know, maybe it's too painful to bring it up. The experience is so bad. Or maybe when you think about forgiving someone, you just get so mad. If you could, you'd just pinch your head off. But the Scripture says that we need to be forgiving as disciples of Christ. You know, no one can make us forgive anybody, can they? No, nobody can make you forgive somebody. You can hold on to it and not a soul will know it until you open your mouth. Somebody will say something about old Joe Blow. Oh, man. And it's just like you can't help yourself. Oh, well, yeah, I know about that guy. What? Oh, man, you can't trust him. Oh, you know what he's done? You know what he did? What he's going to do probably? It's automatic. It's like diarrhea of the mouth. We can't seem to stop ourselves from doing it. I've heard it said so many times in other churches that I've been, and I've heard it here too, but You know, I forgive that person a long time ago, but I can't forget it. You probably said that yourself. I forgive that person, but I don't forget what they did to me. And I don't trust them no more. Because why? Because you're afraid that they'll do it to you again. I hate to tell you, but that's not forgiveness. And any way you look at it, that's not forgiveness. To forgive someone means that you forget about it. Because when Christ forgave us of our sins, he didn't ever bring them back up. Said our sins are, that thought of our sins as far as the east is from the west, he puts it that far. And he no longer brings it to his mind, the wrong that we did. You know, not forgiving someone doesn't hurt them. It hurts us. It bears on our soul and our life. You know, it leads to bitterness and coldness of heart. It causes us to have an actual dead spirit. It deadens our spirit with the Lord, and it robs our joy. You know, we've said it many times from the pulpit that joy is a gift from the Lord. It's not something that you can manufacture yourself. Now, you can be happy, or you can try to make yourself happy, but true joy is a gift from the Lord. But when you don't forgive someone, it robs that joy. You don't even realize it. And you're wondering, something is not right in my life. You know, I guess finding the strength and boldness to forgive someone is probably one of the hardest things we do as Christians, as disciples, is being that person that actually steps up and says, you know, I know you did this, but I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to forget about it. It's hard to do, ain't it? It's real hard to do, especially if the person is close to you and they've hurt you. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 6, 14 through 15. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you of your sins. Whoa. That's a strong statement, y'all. It's serious stuff. Jesus here isn't implying that we're going to lose our salvation by not forgiving someone. What he's saying is it'll affect our communication with God. It'll cut it off. God no longer listens because lack of forgiveness is a sin. That's what Jesus is talking about. He commands us to forgive. He also says in Mark 11, 24 to 25, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it'll be yours. And when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you of your sins too. There we are again. Our forgiveness of sins relates to us forgiving others. Jesus died for the forgiveness of our sins. I just wonder what it would have been like if Jesus just said, well, you know what? You really don't deserve my forgiveness. I'm going to be selective who I forgive and who I don't. I'm going to just decide for myself who I'm going to forgive. If they really hurt me bad, well, then I'm going to, or they've shortchanged me in some way or done me wrong in a business deal. Those guys right there, now I'm going to hold it against them forever. The world looks at forgiveness this way. This is a worldly point of view that says, I'll only forgive those who need forgiveness and who I judge to have my forgiveness. The great theologian C.S. Lewis, who I read a lot of his stuff, a mighty man of God, he kind of put it like this. Everyone says forgiveness is a great idea. until they have something to forgive. Boy, it don't get any better than that. Everybody thinks it's a good idea until it's them that has to do the forgiving. They can always see the other brother. Yeah, you need to forgive him. Oh, forgive her. You shouldn't be that way. You ought to forgive that woman for doing what she did. Or you ought to forgive that man for doing that. Then it happens to you and you go, no. That's not talking about me. That's talking about them. Them. Jesus himself, when he was being crucified, he is hanging on the tree. And he could have said something like this, Father, slap them down. They beat me to a pulp. Lord, I can't breathe. I can hardly draw a breath. They've stabbed these stakes in my hand and they pierced me in the side. Kill them all, Lord. Kill them all. But what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. No matter how bad someone has treated you, no matter how new it's been, how recent, or how old, when it occurred, we have to forgive them. It's a command from Jesus. It's something that he lived and breathed. When you finally do, you're going to experience something that you hadn't experienced in a long time, and that's freedom. I tell you, I've had people that I held my forgiveness from because they were so mean to me, I thought, you know what, that person really doesn't need my forgiveness. And I thought everything was fine between me and the Lord. And one day I said, Lord, if there's something that stands between me and you that I need to get right, I said, I wish you'd reveal it to me. Show it to me. And guess what? It was our relationship with that guy. An old boss happened to be. I mean, I hated that man's guts. I just put it plain. I did. Because of the way he treated me. And I just could not get past it till one day I said, you know, no matter what, he's supposed to get forgiveness. I've got to follow it. And I forgave him. I prayed, got on my knees, and asked the Lord to help me get past that what he did to me. And I want you to know, there was such a peace that came over me that now he and I are friends. Go figure. Somebody that I tell you, if he had been on fire, I wouldn't have put him out in any way you could think of. I would have let him burn and probably laughed about it. Said, good enough for you, the way you treated me. Good enough. Slick, that's what you're getting, what you deserve for everybody you treated wrong. But that's not the God I serve. The God I serve says you've got to have a forgiving spirit, son. No matter what they, look what they did to Jesus. Look what they did to him. They killed him, and he still forgave and still loved them. Maybe that person that you haven't forgiven is sitting here in this building. Someone that's hurting you, that's hurt you and hurt you bad. Maybe that person that's sitting there is you. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. It works both ways. Maybe you've done something that you just cannot forgive yourself for, that nobody knows about but you. The only way to get rid of that is to confess it to the Lord and say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I did it, but I'm sorry for my actions. I'm sorry for my mouth. I'm sorry for what I did or what I said. It's an easy thing to fix. But if there's someone here that you hold a grudge or something against, don't let the sun go down today before you get it right. Go to that person. Tell them what they did. But tell them, say, don't go up and say, you know, you messed me and you did this, this, and this. And brother, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm never going to forget it. I'll never do business with you again, you sucker, because I know you're a liar and a thief. No, that's not the Jesus. That's not what Jesus would say. But just say, I forgive you unconditionally, and I love you, and I'd like us to be friends from this point on. Now, that's the Jesus that I serve. You know, that old statement, that what would Jesus do? I know sometimes that's a cliche, and sometimes it gets old, but you have to think of it that way, don't you? What would Jesus do if he was in my situation? Because that's who we serve, and we're his ambassador, right? I know y'all probably thinking this morning, my gosh, this church, there must be a bunch of unforgiveness going on in this church. If you're visiting this morning, that's not the case. This is just what the Lord put on my heart for me this week. Because I have to constantly go and do things that the Lord reveals to me that I have to take care of. And you have to take care of it right now. Don't let the sun set before you let it go. And let it go forever, y'all. Don't ever pick it up again. Don't let the devil whisper in your ear and say, oh, yeah, there she is. There he is. Am I going to speak to him, or am I going to ignore him and turn and go the other way? Am I going to offer them the hand of friendship? Am I going to give them a hug? You know, a guy hug that's kind of like, hey, man. You know, you don't want to get too close, and it's not a double-handed embrace. It's kind of, yeah. Girl, ladies are a little different. But guys, it's not, you know, we're not just gigantic hug. But we do. It's folks that we really love, you know, we'll do a little man hug. Or do you turn and ignore that person and walk the other way? And they see it. What are they seeing? They're seeing someone who professes to be a Christian, professes to love and do what Christ said to do, and they're walking away from them. Or they hear you talking about them and saying, as you're walking away, yeah, I can't trust that guy. He's not trustworthy. When you confess, if you get it off your heart, there's this extreme, I'm talking about extreme joy that comes over your spirit. It's from inside. It's like all of a sudden Christ's love just starts bubbling out again. And that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what happened. You feel the love of Christ, and you can love that person the way Christ loves them. It changes your heart. An unforgiving heart is a damaged heart. It's a cold heart. No matter how you want to look at it, it's a heart that needs rearranging. It's a heart that needs to be revived. It's a heart that needs to give forgiveness or to ask for forgiveness. Don't let the sun set today before you get right. Maybe you're here this morning and you need to ask forgiveness of the Lord. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here this morning, you're just visiting because you just want to be in church and be with God's folks. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with fellowship. But we should be here for worship, those of us that believe. We should be here talking about Jesus and how much we love him and how much he cares for us and worshiping him for what he did for us on the cross. But if you're visiting here this morning and you're looking for a church home, consider Common Ground, because I'm telling you, this is a loving church and it is a forgiving church most of the time. But some of us, we do need to forgive, don't we? And some of us need to ask for forgiveness for things that we've done that maybe no one even knows about. today is the day to get it right. Today is the day. It can be the first day of the rest of your life for pure joy. Joy in the Lord. Let's pray. Woo! Lord, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for your many blessings. Father, how exciting it is to be in your house. Why, Lord, you had me bring this message today, I can only guess it's something that I need for myself. Maybe someone else has the same problem, Lord, the same issues that I have. I pray, Father, that we bring it to your feet today, that we bring it before the throne, that we get it right, that we not only restore the relationship between us and that other person, but we restore our relationship with you at the same time. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. Bless everyone that's here, Lord. Help them get home safe. Bless the food that we're about to receive, Lord, that the folks have brought. I just pray that it would help us, Father, to be able to better serve you, that it would strengthen our bodies. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you're visiting here this morning and you're looking for a church home, I pray that you would consider Common Ground Cowboy Church. We're a growing church. Y'all notice the addition we got going on in the back there? Have y'all noticed the addition that we got going on in the back there? Are you excited about it? This is for our kids. This is for our future kids, for Common Ground Cowboy Church, so that the young couples that come will have a place to bring their kids and they'll be safe. Amen? Wherever God sends you this week, I pray that the Lord will be with you, whatever trail he sends you on. Don't go down the trail without him, all right? God bless y'all.